We are back with another episode of the Santa Boot First Podcast. Deke is out in a whole new world. I don't even know what to say. What's going on? You all right over there?
I can't hear a thing.
We can hear you.
Is my mic working?
You're good. Yeah, we got you. We got you.
I can't hear a thing through the headphones.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
All right, let's get started. We got a full house today. Running a little late, sorry. We got stuck behind a leaf vac. That's what you have to deal with, I get, in the suburbs.
I know the feeling.
Fun stuff.
That's you know you story. Can pass those things.
It's no, not they like had it's a big. No, said there's a can't. Big sign that said, "Do not pass."
Yeah, but it's not illegal to pass it. It's like frowned upon.
And we did pass.
Is that kind of like peeing in public?
Yes.
That's something.
There's something else that we. The airplane comment.
Stop,
but we'll keep
stop.
It clean. We'll keep it clean. We'll keep it clean.
All right, we got a lot to talk about.
I didn't
got
say
a
it.
Full studio today. First, before we get into it, I want to say thanks to our sponsor, InsurePhilly.com.
Turn a knob
up to 10 quotes in under 10 minutes. The MGM agency. Check out Matt Maloney on InsurePhilly.com. Also, Pops McCann's Irish Whiskey, powered by Pops. We all got our shots of Pops here. Jason Fogg, powered by Pops. Salute to a good show. All right, let me go around. We have a full studio here. First, across from me, we have Father Coach, Coach Father, Mark Cavara. Back in the studio with us. Welcome back.
Sort of good to be back. Well, the only reason I'm back is because our season is slowly coming to an end. We do have a Thanksgiving game, but...
Who's your rival?
We're trying to start it with Roman Catholic, so...
Boo.
Wait, you guys are playing Roman on Thanksgiving?
Or the day before.
So they're not playing Roxborough anymore?
Nope.
Really? Like I said, I grew up in Roxborough and knew all the Roman guys. That was the big thing, Roman-Roxborough. I didn't know that ended.
Yeah, it did.
Well, I guess Roman's probably been killing them for years.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So a little bit better of a match. No, I mean, it's reality.
Yeah, those Thanksgiving Day traditions and the rivalries were great.
Yeah.
Maybe Santa Boot first podcast during the game.
From?
Plymouth White Marsh. It's a nice stadium.
The day before or the day after Thanksgiving?
Day before, the night. Friendsgiving.
Oh.
You heard him say stadium.
Yeah, they don't have stadiums.
There's a great place to grab. I'll give a shameless plug.
Frankfurt.
Ye Old Ale House is right around the corner from the Plymouth White Marsh Stadium. I used to work there as a kid. Best roast beef around. Better than some of the other big ones you've heard. It's awesome.
I've heard that.
Better than the Knicks.
Yep.
Ooh, the Knicks? You had the Knicks?
Yeah, I have a Knicks right around the corner from me in Montgomeryville.
The real Knicks.
I've had the real Knicks too.
Better than that.
I'd say so. It was.
I got to go there.
You got to come.
I got to go there.
You got to come. You got to get an end piece. It's really awesome.
Mm. All right. We'll keep going around with the intros here. The other voice you heard was AB, Brian Flanner. What's up, Flan?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Living a dream every day.
There you go.
And then Deke. Hey, Deke. Deke,
well, I can barely hear you. You sound like you're 100 miles away.
Deke's having an issue with the headphones.
Yes.
And his phone. How many cracks do you have on that thing?
A few. Maybe it's just the screensaver. It's not the actual screen. It's good.
Deke, maybe that's our way of like slowly fading you
fading
out.
Fading me out,
like the Eagles are doing with your buddy Sproles. What do you think?
He couldn't even wait.
Right out of the always looking to get rid of the old guy. I got it.
Gotta take a shot when you got him.
All right. And age discrimination, I'm suing.
Go ahead. You can have all the debt I own. And then we have in the studio another special guest. Join us again. We'll get to Andrew. Oh, we're going to go to Frat first. Anthony Frat. Andrew's a regular at this point. We like to take care of the guests first.
True that.
So we got Frat back in the studio. Frat was in it with us about a month ago. Got some baseball talk going on. This was pre-Girardi being hired. So we'll get some thoughts on that.
Get
some thoughts on that. And then back on the couch, Andrew. What's up, Andrew? What's going on? All right. And we have a special producer behind the glass with us today. Kevon. Got a new producer here at Yellow Jacket Studios. What's going on, my man?
Good to be here.
All right. Get ready for a wild ride.
Be nice if I could hear him.
Mm. You know, you could take the headphones off. And you know, we're not, like, speaking in the tunnel.
Go au naturel?
Yeah. Mm. All right. So
please don't go au naturel. Jeez.
Andrew will never be the same.
Considering you got a bike sweatshirt on, I don't want to know what's on. What is on underneath. My goodness. You got Fruit of the Looms from, like, 1982 on there.
I'm going Commando.
Nice.
Not me, I meant him.
TMI.
I meant him.
TMI.
Not me, I'm saying my man Deke, he's going Commando. He's old school like that.
All right, and I want to give a plug again before we get off the rails like we always do. Next week, we will be out in Doylestown.
Mm-hmm.
State Road in Doylestown. State Street, excuse me, in Doylestown. Monkey's Uncle's Sports Shop. T-shirt shop, really cool. Philly Sports Shop. Vintage style T-shirts. We're going to be out there doing a live remote from 12 to 2. Come on out. We'll be talking sports. We'll be doing some trivia. We might have a new Santa Bood logo to unveil with some T-shirts. So come on out, hang out with your boys. It's a nice little shopping strip there. You can make a little afternoon of it. You know, stop by, talk a little sports, do a little shopping in lovely borough of Doylestown.
Come hang out right across from the county theater. Beautiful out there. Monkey's Uncle, awesome spot. Hopefully we have some good weather.
Yeah.
Keeping
the fingers crossed.
Deke will be autographing his 6-page autobiography for us.
We should get some headshots.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken or Conway Twitty. What do we got?
You know what I was called? The Christopher Buck beef and beer last week. One of the family members from the Bucks said, I look like, now this is after a bottle of Jägermeister for him, or close to a bottle of Jägermeister.
Who says Jägermeister?
He said, I looked like Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta?
Yes.
Ray Liotta. He must have been whacked.
Like I said.
Who was it?
Most of a bottle of Jägermeister.
Drop the name.
I don't know who he was.
Oh.
I just know he's one of the Buck family members.
I'm sticking with Conway Twitty. When we were in Nashville last year, we were in Martin's Barbecue, and there was a picture up on the wall, Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
And I'm elbowing DJ. I'm like, there's your dad. There's your dad. Tell him to go up to the counter and say, my picture's on the wall. Give me my sandwich free.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Okay, so yeah, catch up with us next week out at Monkey's Uncle. Now let's get into it. Super Bowl rematch, right? Everybody's fired up. Woo! Let's go.
Mm.
Patriots coming to town. This isn't the first time we've seen them since the Super Bowl, but preseason doesn't matter. We got a lot going on with the Eagles team this week, right? You got Sproles retiring, Ajayi coming back. Is Alshon playing? Sounds like no. Howard playing? Howard's still questionable. Patriots are going to be a little pissed off, right? They got whooped by the Ravens before their bye. They got 2 weeks to prepare for us. How's everybody feeling? I'm not seeing a lot of confidence.
Not totally confident.
Giving the evil genius 2 weeks to look at us, that's not good.
Yeah. And Belichick, his thing is to take away your primary weapon.
We don't have any weapons.
That's what I was going to say.
Zach Ertz?
Ertz, right? Ertz is the weapon at this point.
Sanders. Yeah. I mean, that's who they're going to focus on, right? That's it. And who else gets open? I mean, your wide receiving core is...
Any one of us could get open more than they are.
The wishful thinking is Arcega Whiteside actually plays like a second-round pick and somehow figures out how to get open, catch the ball, and they figure it out. Maybe they've got some tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah. Maybe Jordan Matthews got a little faster. Maybe Ajayi actually has cartilage in his knees. It's a lot of hope is not a strategy.
Maybe it'll be 85 and sunny for our live remote next week, too.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of ifs and hope. And the last two times Brady was here in Philly, he averaged almost 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. This team, it's the same offensive line as the Super Bowl, but they're 2 years older. I'm not feeling too good about the game.
Yeah, it's funny, in our history with the Brady Patriots, we've played much better when we have been the away team and they've been the home team, even in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We were the away team in the Super Bowl. But then we had that ridiculous game in 2015 where they were actually coming off a terrible loss and everybody thought, oh, we were going to get smashed. But we had those freak turnovers. We had the pump block, the pump return for a touchdown.
Sammy Sleeves had a good game.
Yeah,
that
he had
game,
an incredible
game. Yeah.
That was and then they proceeded to fall apart the next couple weeks. That was basically Chip Kelly's vintage game. That was basically
true.
Yeah, but I'm not as worried as everybody else. One, the conditions tomorrow are not going to be good.
Yeah, looking at rain now.
Rain and windy, really, really windy. So we were going to run the ball anyway, so they might as well just perfect that. And with Deshaun now being out and with that bye week, I'm going to be very interested to see how he probably had to change their entire philosophy now, because they probably weren't changing too much, thinking, all right, Deshaun will be back, and then we'll go back to what they were doing. You're going to see a ton of 12 personnel. You're going to see a ton
of Sanders lined up in the slot. And I actually think they're going to move the ball. They can't. The Patriots have a lot of problems with stopping the run. What's bailed them out all year has been that they are ball hawks right now.
Yeah.
The turnovers are bailing them out. So if we don't turn the ball over, we run the ball with our offensive line, which is better than their defensive line, I think we'll be okay. It's going to come down to turnovers. And knowing the conditions tomorrow, I can guarantee you that that's been their game plan all week, especially with their rookie running back.
Yeah.
Try to strip the ball, strip the ball. So they're going to try to take away. I don't think they're necessarily going to focus on Ertz. I think they're going to really try to take away Sanders. Because one of the things Belichick does is, yes, he takes away your first option, but he also tries to take away your safety valve. And that's what he's been. So he's going to take away those two. And Carson does struggle with man coverage, so they're going to have to adjust. So I think you're going to see a lot of screens. I think you're just going to see a lot of up-tempo to not give them time to adjust. That would be my prediction.
Yeah. I saw a comparison this morning of this Patriots defense to the 85 Bears and the 2003, was it? Ravens? Yeah.
No way. And,
no, they're good, but no.
They're good, but they also play in a putrid division.
Oh, yeah.
You see what a good offense did, and the Ravens lit them up.
A good
lit
defense doesn't get spanked but like that. They just...
No.
Yeah, the quarterbacks that the Patriots have faced, I got to hear, they Ben Roethlisberger week one, right? Then they had Josh Rosen, Luke Falk, Josh Allen, okay, Colt McCoy, Danny Jones.
Who?
Right. Sam Darnold, and then they had Baker and...
Did you go Danny Lamar. Jones?
Danny Jones?
Is he Danny all of a sudden?
He's not Danny Dimes.
Is he going to trademark that, too? Did you hear about that?
Is he trying to get Danny Dimes trademarked?
Yes.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, if that's the kid make a few dollars before he's out of the league.
Like Danny
if that's
Douche.
What your quarterback is focused on, your franchise quarterback, that tells you all you need to know. That's all he's worried about.
Double D.
Well, yeah, total. Yeah, double D.
I got a question for you there, Father.
No.
Uh-oh.
Too bad.
It's coming anyway.
You say they should be able to run. My question is, yes, they are subject to being able to run against the defense. But if Howard is injured and limited, and then you got a guy that just came in 2 days ago who hasn't played in 2 years, how effective is that run going to be?
We're
going
to see how creative they're going to be. If that
and that's another
issue.
Thank you. Issue that I have because. I'm not impressed with Mike Groh so far offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but what does Mike Groh really do?
He's not doing nearly as much as Frank Reich did.
Yeah, but Doug still did everything there.
Nah, I think Frank Reich, I think it's proven that we miss him a ton.
Him and the other guy.
I think maybe Reich, he took his input more than he will with Groh.
Yeah, yeah. So those things considered, I'm leery about us running the ball against them.
What was the other guy that was with Minnesota?
DeFilippo. DeFilippo. Yep. Who's now? Where is he now?
He Minnesota fired. Let him go.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And they
tossed him.
Yep. I forget where he ended up.
Yeah.
Look, they worked. The whole thing about 2017 is they all worked together, the coaching staff and the team. So it wasn't Frank Reich. It wasn't DeFilippo. It wasn't Doug. They all worked together. And people that keep trying to give Doug less and less credit. For that Super Bowl win is outrageous. He rallied a team behind when their franchise quarterback went down. So,
since you're buying, I think Father wants a taste.
No, I don't. If I wanted to taste Irish whiskey, never mind. I'll just stop.
Yeah, we'll. So we got the other. You had mentioned that our O line against their defensive line.
Yes,
their secondary is the ball hawks, like you said.
The secondary.
They've
is
only
awesome.
Given up 3 passing touchdowns all season. Yeah.
But again, look who they faced. Temper it with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Carson's on a TD streak.
Yep.
I expect him to keep that. I just don't know who he's going to throw it to. It's going to be Ertz or Goddard.
Do you think they'll pick a little part of the Ravens' game plan? Lamar Jackson is much more mobile than Carson, but he's got a lot of similar qualities. Yeah. They can kind of run a similar game plan, and the Ravens aren't. I know they have Hollywood Brown, but I wouldn't argue that they're loaded with weapons either. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Ravens, they've got some running game. They got Ingram, but they're not, they don't have T.O. and, Galloway
Corey or Smith in his prime.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. On the outside. I mean,
and to go with Deke's throwback nature, I get upset when people are like, well, all they can really do is just run the ball effectively.
Yeah, if they can get the run game going, that's what they're going to need to do, right? Keep Brady off the field.
Yeah,
the whole keep him out of the game. Keep their offense off the field, and we'll be good.
Run it down their throat.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, are you? Can we do that?
Yeah, for the reasons I just stated. You know, Howard's banged up, and Ajayi hasn't played in 2 years.
You're going to have to.
He knows
to.
The offense, but he hasn't played in 2 years.
You're going to have to, because if you don't control the ball, Brady's going to have 4 touchdowns at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And he's going to have 400 yards and light them up.
Yep.
Bad.
He will repeat his Super Bowl performance.
But we won't be able to
be able to keep up. Right. Yeah.
It'll be 41-14.
You're right.
And it won't even look that close.
No.
If anybody was a gambling man in this room.
Well, did you see the line?
I was going to say.
It's an Eagles line.
Yeah. It was -3.5 last I
correct.
Saw.
Correct.
Yes.
Still is.
What's the over-under? That's what I was going to say. Because
that line makes no sense.
Historically, this game, like you said, the yardage is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be Mikey Miss? That line's talking to me.
You know, I don't take gambling advice from him, of all people. Mikey Mushkin. I listen, but yeah, I don't base my propositions based on Mikey Mush. No, I do think it's an Eagles line. I'm not telling you that means they're going to win, but if you look at it, that line should be a lot higher. Just move. All right, it's 4.5 now. That over under is 45.
That seems low.
That's an Eagles.
Yeah, that's maybe Eagles. Because that's of the weather and.
Yeah,
true.
That's a defensive game.
It is. We'll see.
Yeah.
Our guys can't tackle, so does it really matter? He don't have to throw bombs. He can just throw 12-yard outs and crush us.
That's true. But is there something to be said, though, if you look at the second half? You know, I think the last six, seven games that Doug Peterson has had the last couple of years, I think his winning percentage is almost 700. I mean, he gets on a roll late in the season. Do we see that team come out? I mean, I know they've got their obstacles with injuries, but is there something to be said where Doug is that second-half coach and can turn it on?
He's going to need to be a second-half coach.
He is.
And we're going to get into that.
But is this a must-win game? I say no.
No.
I don't know that this one's a must-win. No, I agree with you.
It would be a nice to win, but it's not must-win.
Next two games,
they got
to
win one.
They have to win one.
Yeah.
And I prefer that they win the Seattle game.
Tomorrow's not a must-win game only because it's out of conference.
Right.
And the other thing is, not using my coaching credentials, is it's just very tough to go into a big game losing two in a row. Like, you got, like, even if you just say it's against really good teams, you just can't have losing streaks because it ruins the mood and then it affects you week to week to week. All right, like, the big thing, you know, we had. Did this season was making sure we won our last game before we got in the playoffs to give us momentum. It's going to be the same thing for that Dallas game. They're going to need momentum going into that game.
Nope.
Yeah, and the fact that they go into the bye off of a win was nice, but I question why Alshon, they didn't know about Alshon. So you talked about game planning. Was Doug thinking that Alshon would be available for this game? Did he know that there was something wrong with Alshon's ankle? Like, do you get you get more banged up in an off week than you do if you were playing, right? Nobody knew Howard was injured.
Well, no. Howard's concussion protocol. So they knew Howard was hurt, right?
No, it's his shoulder.
Shoulder.
It's a stinger. Okay. Stinger. Yeah, it's a stinger. That's right.
Yeah, it's a stinger.
All right. Well,
man up, right? Right, Deke? Rub a little dirt on it.
But isn't there
I don't know. Stinger's a little crazy if you got to deal with one of them. It's like 10 times worse when you sleep on your neck the wrong way overnight. It's that times 10.
You actually have to sleep. Like, I remember when I had to sleep in a lazy boy, like, just sitting upright, because it's just, you can't have any pressure on that nerve right in there. It's just excruciating.
We should go out drinking for stingers afterward. You ever have a stinger? Christian Brothers brandy, cream de menthe on top, on ice. It's a nice item. You guys would like that. It's an old man drink, but it's good. You have that with, like, an amaretto sour. I mean, you're right up there. Play some spades
after. Follow it with a Todd Collins.
Yeah, play some spades or some bridge afterwards. It'd be awesome.
Martini on the side.
There we go. Dirty?
Of course.
Extra dirty.
So back to the injuries, though. What is going on with the training staff that the Eagle players can't be honest and say, hey, I'm hurt, or hey, something's wrong? Or are they just missing it and thinking that they can get these guys through it? Like, I'm perplexed.
I've made the joke a couple times. It's the Sixers training staff.
It really is.
Right. Somebody made the comment that How did they let the Deshaun Jackson thing go? Right, but at a certain point, the player themselves can say, I'm not getting surgery. Yeah, no, I'm not getting surgery. You can't force him to have surgery. But these other little things, it's a lot of soft muscle issues, and are they just not... we need to talk to Tim. And, like, are they not getting the right nutrition in that cafeteria there? Like, what's going on?
I know everybody wants
to go in there.
Got to start pointing fingers
digging
at everybody.
Deep for blame, man. Well, look, I got your back, Tim. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't blame Tim on that.
Look at Sidney Jones. I mean, Christ, every time he gets burnt.
Yep.
He claims he's got some kind of soft tissue injury.
He pulls off lame.
Yeah, come on, man.
That was like that kid back when you were younger and you were playing. Every time he got burnt or missed a shot,
little. I won't mention his last name. I'll just say his first name was Johnny, and he lived on Deer Run Road. But little Johnny would go take his football and go in when we used to crush his ass, and then didn't want to. Then would tell us we couldn't play football in his yard.
Nice.
Yeah, little Johnny.
Would Johnny be listening?
I doubt it, but yeah, this is not enough highbrow for him. Probably.
Okay,
this is not enough highbrow.
Yeah, definitely not.
Wow, look at that! I never thought
we'd Chalfont kid. Come on,
that's Parkwood.
Deer Path. You said Deer Path Run, right?
Deer Run.
A Deer Run.
You guys in this Northeast Philly distinction is just hilarious. Northeast, Upper Northeast, Lower Northeast. Like
no, there's
where I got Roxborough. You had Roxborough, Manayunk. That's pretty much it. I mean, Wissahickon, that didn't really count. And Andorra was like, I don't know, it was a little bougie back then. I mean, I don't know if Andorra's bougie, but
that
it was
suburb, wasn't it?
No, Andorra's still in the city. It's right on the cusp of Lafayette Hill.
Just inside.
It's kind of like Parkwood.
Yeah,
it's as far as you can go.
Exactly. There's a lot of tension, shall we say, between Chalfont and Parkwood.
Chalfont? I live in Chalfont.
Chalfont, the neighborhood in Philly.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Chalfont.
Yep.
I had never heard
there's
of Chalfont.
Chalfont Drive in that neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
This is good for our listeners out in, like, Chicago and the West Coast.
Or Texas.
Geography, baby.
We got one from Texas tuning in. Chris.
Just lost the feed there.
I did, too.
Did our camera might have
timed out.
Might not be plugged in over there. It's all right. You kicking stuff out, Deke? Come on.
You're a mess,
not
man.
To.
Got to get all these bugs out before next week.
Seriously.
All right, let's get back to sports here.
Yes.
Right?
No, but to go back with the training staff, all right, I know everybody wants to blame them, but it's on the players. They have to go and get treatment. They are not forced to go in and get it. And there are players in the NFL that would rather go back to their room and take a two-hour nap before the next meeting instead of going in and getting treatment, which usually takes about an hour or so. So that's one of the biggest problems. Players have been cut because they didn't go and get treatment, all right? And Alshon is notorious for skipping treatment sessions. That's why he has nagging injuries. That's why he looks slow right now. He's probably not getting treatment right now. That would be my guess.
So does this get back to some of the comments that Lane was making a few weeks ago about accountability?
Yes.
Guys need to show up. Guys need to be in training sessions. They need to be in video.
Absolutely.
Does that also represent a divide on the team? Because Lane went out and said that, and then Malcolm Jenkins said, oh, he's not seeing anything on that.
I don't know what he's talking
about. Is that a divide on leadership, too? I mean, that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
Right, with the team. Because those are both pretty big leaders on this team. I mean, those are the two biggest leaders in the room, right? Aside from the quarterback, it's Lane Johnson and Malcolm Jenkins.
That's what these 2 weeks are going to show, is exactly how much leadership they have. I think they took a step in the Bears game with, I know they gave up, you know, they almost gave up the lead and lost the game, but the fact that they rallied behind and finished out what they needed to do. But you're going to see in the next 2-3 weeks whether they have leadership or not.
Yeah. To expand on your point with the whole thing with getting treatment and all that, wouldn't that be the responsibility of the receivers coach to know his own guy and know his guy's having an issue, which would be him going back to Doug and saying, hey, Doug, we got to get Alshon. He's got to get treatment, which would be Doug walking to Alshon saying, you need to get your ass to get the treatment.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to get treatment, I can fine you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to do what we need you to do to get better, or do you want to just be a lazy bastard? Because that's basically what you're saying is he's lazy.
Yeah, and it's
at the end of the day, because it's all about getting back on the field and being your best. If he's not doing what he's got to do to be his best, then where are you at with the guy?
Yeah, and I mean, in almost every hour, like we think they just kind of, you know, they practice for a couple hours a day and then they have all this time off. I mean, they have practice meetings. So when they can get, and usually your free time is actually the treatment time. And some will live in the training room, some will not. And every coach is different to that approach. Like Bill Parcells used to turn the air down to 50 degrees, if that's even possible, to make sure that you go and get treatment and get out and not linger in there. So everybody's different with how they view treatment. Some coaches don't believe in it and just think, no, you just, you know, rub dirt on it.
Makes you appreciate what Terrell Owens went through when he was here.
Absolutely.
When he was hurt. you know, going in that hyperbaric
chamber. Yeah.
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 The leg
amazing.
Broke.
Yes.
And if I'm allowed to say his name, Chip Kelly was a big proponent of that, too. But you saw they were healthy.
They were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he probably extended Malcolm Jenkins' career. And a couple, and probably Jason Peters as well.
Well, he did a lot of things, right? He did the sleep monitor thing, the heart monitor, hydration monitor.
Smoothies.
All those things add up when you get into November now, and now they're all kind of banged up.
And you're an older player, like Alshon, right? Yeah. You got to start to look after your body. That's why I believe I think T.O. could play today if you want to. Absolutely. He might have lost some speed, but the guy still has hands. He's still huge.
He's better than anybody we got.
You don't think T.O. could get on the field and play for the Bengals today?
No.
No?
Why is Tom Brady still playing today?
He could play for us.
Right, but the quarterback position is different. You're not going to play as a wide receiver at 40.
Jerry Rice ran a 4.4.
Jerry Rice is the exception,
but he took such good care of his body. Not only training, but also treatment and doing that. Like, everybody always thought he was weird for doing all these little things, but he pioneered a lot of the treatment that they do.
Even the altitude running. He ran those hills in California that were notorious for people.
Couldn't keep up with him.
AB, you know he just ran a 4.4 last year, right?
T.O.
did.
Yeah, but that's in a controlled environment. There's just... you know what? I question if he'd be able to stay healthy week to week, too.
He'd be better than anybody we have right now, sans Deshaun. I guarantee it.
If he was, someone would have signed him. Because he's wanted to play for 7 years now. If that was true, someone would have signed him.
He's got more baggage than...
Not really.
Yeah. He's got such a bad rap.
Josh Gordon just got re-signed. I mean, Josh Gordon got picked. Josh Gordon, T.O. for his baggage. T.O. was never a problem with the law. T.O. was never a problem where you'd worry he'd fail a drug test.
On the field either. It's all his
mouth. It's his mouth and his head, but you could deal with that when you don't have the other distractions. These other guys, I mean, Josh Gordon, I hope he stays clean. But he's a walking risk to fail a drug test.
Yeah,
he was a good.
But he talked to his teammates. He was a good teammate. His risk, it's the drug risk.
Right.
You know, you could try to help him with that.
Yeah.
The guys like Antonio Brown, it's a problem in the locker room. He's got a problem running his mouth. And those are the guys.
Sexually
you can't
assault
deal with
women too. That's a whole nother ball of wax.
You can't deal with those type of guys.
And New England, even with Belichick, had a babysitter for Gordon.
True.
He had a babysitter.
Yeah.
Like literally followed him, walked him, brought him everywhere. Yeah.
I think it was Belichick's. It's his nephew that does that, isn't it?
Was it?
He's got his two sons on the staff, but I believe his nephew does the babysitting stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You notice his son's been getting a lot more FaceTime on the games?
Of course.
They like to go to him. You think there's any chance that Bill hangs around until he feels comfortable to hand it off to Steve?
And they pull off the whole, like, kind of what happens in college basketball, the progression thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Sutton, the... I don't know.
You think?
Patino, I don't know.
I think Belichick has that job until he wants to leave, right? Kraft is never going to fire him.
Well, he's talked about, before he talked about not wanting to coach into his 70s, and now he has. He's talked about continuing to coach. And, you know, it's a different era, too. Like, I don't know. You see, not to bring up, well, we will bring him up. Springsteen just turned 70. One of my heroes. He doesn't look 70. I know he's had a lot of work, and I'm in that field, but he's a spry 70 years old. My grandfather was 70. He looked ancient. Belichick's, 66? He looks, I don't know. He looks like he could coach another 10 years.
I'm gonna drop a grenade and see where it goes.
Oh, God.
I saw something this morning tweeted that Springsteen pretends he is what Billy Joel actually is.
I saw this. Okay.
I'm saying this because I know the man sitting next to you is a big Billy Joel fan. I just want to see you guys mix it up.
Billy Joel a lot, but you can't argue that Springsteen's, I like them both a lot. Springsteen is a much better musician. His work is a lot more deep than Billy Joel. It just is. And I love Billy Joel.
Comments from Deke?
Billy Joel is more of a pop writer. I'll agree to that.
Yes.
Okay.
But his work on the piano is...
It is.
Second to none.
Almost unmatched.
Other than him and Elton.
Elton, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely. Almost unmatched.
It's them two, and that's it.
Agreed with that.
And
but the storytelling of their songs.
Yeah, that,
like,
yes,
that's where I say Springsteen's
deeper. Yeah.
Right?
No, I get you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
Like, Billy Joel was more of a pop producer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Yeah, he's all about writing hits, whereas Bruce just writes songs.
Well, listen, he just had a hit. This album was just a big hit.
Yeah.
You know, You Only Like Glory Days, or is that all you like?
That's my favorite Bruce song.
Yeah.
One of the few that I actually like.
That's too bad. But Billy Joel, I mean, listen, Billy Joel pioneered white guy rap when he wrote We Didn't Start the Fire. I mean, come on.
You call that rap?
Kind of.
Oh, come on. We had Snow and Vanilla Ice before that.
He was before that.
Exactly.
I think he was before. I think that was before.
That was that. Probably before, was before Snow.
And yeah. I like Bill. I'm not dogging Billy Joel at all.
I know. I just want to see Deke get fired up again.
Well, I'm not. I like Billy Joel a lot more now than I did 30 years ago.
Deke has a Queensryche T-shirt underneath no, this thing,
doesn't.
By the way.
No, he doesn't.
We were rocking some great weight.
I'm not a huge Billy fan, but I'm much more of a Billy fan than I am a Bruce fan.
All right.
I will say that.
All right. I think what we'll do on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We come back. We're going to go through the remainder of the season for the Eagles and the Cowboys.
We should talk some Phillies, too.
We're going to get into Phillies.
Little Sixers.
We're going to get into Sixers.
We got a story from Frat.
And we got a story from Frat about the trip to Dallas.
And Arlington.
Mm. So let's take a quick break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. And I need a refill on Pops.
There you go.
There you go.
You want to take us away.
InsurePhilly.com. We comparison shop all the time. Can I get this cheaper on Amazon? What will the store brand see? Should I get a second estimate on this remodel?
Anybody ready? I'm going to need another bottle for another sniff.
Better yet, why not
like football Friday night?
That's good.
Since I'm not driving,
I got nothing to do today.
10 quotes in about 10 minutes with top insurance carriers.
It's nice to have nothing to do.
Progressive, Travelers, Nationwide, Selective. Thank you. Liberty Mutual, Encompass, Kemper,
oh, I got my face lasered yesterday. So the new company I'm with. CO2 laser, right?
Top
so
national carriers with
go to his doctor's office. And we usually do demos
just
with my patients.
Go to InsurePhilly.com.
They didn't have a patient. Your quote online. Use it.
Or call Matt at 215.
You need a patient.
300-9590.
I was like bright red yesterday.
For all your insurance.
Before.
Like auto, home.
It's the thing. It
life,
takes off the outer layer of your skin. And Medicare so insurance. You look younger.
Make sure
you
to
don't do that in the cold, though, do you?
InsurePhilly.com today. Or call. 215-300-9590.
Matt, I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say you got the laser hair on your face, so you can know.
No.
Get that to DJ.
No, laser hair on your face. You would get laser hair. Laser hair. Laser would remove the hair.
I know.
To grow. If you want to do that, you got to go to Glad. They'll take the hair off the back of your head and put it there. They can do that.
I don't need that.
Off the strips.
I know.
We
are back.
There, dude. You're blessed with a good head of lettuce.
We are back, and we're talking about hair.
I don't need.
And the break.
We're just talking about my industry. It's
still better than talking about Springsteen or Joel.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I'll take Pearl Jam over both of them.
And I will, too.
I've seen Pearl Jam, I think, 26 times. So I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan.
Memorial Day weekend next year.
Yeah.
Boston Calling.
Really?
Big concert. Foo Fighter headliner.
Oh.
Chili Peppers headliner.
I've never seen the Foos.
They're waiting to. Oh, Foos are great.
Yeah.
60 bands all weekend long.
Wow.
Out in Boston.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted.
Well, listen, Pearl Jam and Springsteen are touring next year, so.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
They're saying they. Springsteen, I think, said he is.
Yes.
Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters both supposed to be coming out with a new album.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's right in my wheelhouse.
Wow.
90s alternative. Father's there. You were at 90s. Well, we're a little.
Van Halen coming up on a tour anytime soon?
Dude. Damn, even Andrew busted on him.
Yeah. I do like Van Halen. I'm
what
not,
is it?
I'm
a DLR Van Halen fan. Sammy was okay.
Van Hagar?
Really? I'm a Van Halen, not a Van Hagar fan. But Van Hagar was okay.
You didn't like the guy from. What was the other guy that was it? Gary Cherone.
Gary Cherone, yeah.
Right. What was he in? He was in, what, More Than Words, right?
I never heard of him until he was with Van Halen.
What was. Was that the name of the band or was that the song?
That was the song. Yeah. I think that's who it was, right?
Crap.
Or am I wrong on that? But it was Gary Cherone.
He was the Right Now one. That was the album he did.
That's Van Hagar.
Was that still Sammy?
Yeah, it was still Sammy. Yep.
Was this?
With the Pepsi, Pepsi Clear,
mm-hmm.
Pepsi Free, whatever
it
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crystal Pepsi.
I should know that. I worked for Pepsi then.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You should know that.
I should
Shame
know that
on
one.
You, Fran.
Don't worry, I have my Jeff Gordon stuff from back in the day.
So what did Crystal Pepsi taste like? Like Sprite, basically?
Ass.
I actually like Crystal
Somewhere
Pepsi.
Between ass and Sprite.
I liked Crystal
Close
Pepsi.
To the ass.
Yeah, it was basically
Sorry,
Pepsi.
Sorry, I asked.
You know, I went out to dinner last night with my wife was out. My daughter was doing things with her girlfriend, so I had my 10-year-old son. So we went to a place, and he actually got a Pepsi for dinner. Well, you know, I had a beer, and he had a Pepsi, and it was because they had Pepsi there. And he's like, "Can I get a Pepsi?" And I'm like, I guess. Sure.
Knock yourself out, kid.
He didn't drink
have
it.
A good time.
Yeah,
he didn't drink it?
Nah, he drank a couple sips.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we're a bad thing. Coke family, I guess, if anything.
I'm a Pepsi family.
Yep, Pepsi over Coke. But I'll take a Coke if I have to.
Mountain Dew.
Me too.
Telling you. A Mountain Dew a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, sure.
I think that shrinks your, yeah, allegedly.
Oh, that was the yellow five nonsense.
I got three, yeah. So.
There you go.
I don't
really care at this point.
Yeah, but you got a twofer.
That shit's like one element short of being antifreeze.
Goes great with Pop's whiskey.
I bet it, yeah, absolutely. Anything goes good with Pop's whiskey.
That's right. It does. All right, let's get into the playoff push here. So we've already said Eagles, these next two games, we want them to win one of them. And then Dallas comes to town, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, then we go to Miami. Sorry. Mm. Let's go to Dallas's next three games. They're at Detroit this week.
Yep.
Who, no Matt Stafford. Detroit.
To win.
Bad team. Yep. It should be a win for them.
Yep.
Then they are going to New England.
Yep.
Loss.
Big loss.
Giving them a loss there?
Right, yes.
We're going to do the marks here.
No doubt.
We'll get to our...
I believe that's going to be that's going to be
this week or not.
That's going to be a later game, or that could be the.
You think they'll flex that?
They could flex that, and if they do, New England at night, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, wait. They already. That's the same game.
Or is that the Seattle game?
I'm cheating. Looking over.
Oh yeah, you know what?
Seattle. Okay, so it's probably the 4 o'clock game though.
Yeah.
On either Fox or CBS, but it's still going to be. All right, so it's still going to be the later game. It's going to be cold up there. It's going to be blustery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go well for Dallas.
Dak will have excuses.
Of course he will.
And then they got Buffalo at home on Thanksgiving Day. You give them a win there, right?
Should be a win.
Come on, Buffalo at home.
This Buffalo team's got things to fight for. I mean, they're in a playoff push.
Absolutely.
Are they getting a wild card?
Is Buffalo?
Right.
They just might.
6-3.
You look at their record.
They're there.
They're there.
And their defense is good enough.
It is.
Remember, they're in the division with New England. So, you know, New England's got six victories before the season even starts, babe.
That's my point. Is a wild card coming out of the AFC East?
It might. Look how bad the West is struggling.
I was going to say the West is
Look at Kansas City. Look at
one team. Chargers. They've all struggled.
And Oakland's in the mix, too.
San Diego, I said.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that, too.
Down south. AFC South.
What is Nick Foles going to ride in and save the day?
Well, I mean, who's
it's going to come down to Houston and Indy there.
Well, Colts, but Jacoby Brissett's out. So
I thought he was back this week.
Is he back this week? I thought he was still out. Week. Okay, but still there.
So the Colts are leading that division.
Yeah, but Houston's right there too. So you're going to
get a wild card out of the South, and then the North. You got Baltimore and anybody else?
No,
not really.
That's it.
So the East might get a wild card.
How about the Super Bowl Browns? Are they still in it? But we will touch on that, too, maybe.
I did call that. As much as my Jets pick was bad, that they were going to make the playoffs, the Browns, I was dead on. I think, told you guys.
Yeah,
I don't know
why anybody thought they would be in the Super Bowl.
I believe I traded you Baker Mayfield,
in our fantasy league. I've played him two weeks.
I think Baker's in more commercials than he's got wins.
Yes. I do like his commercials, though. I'll give him that.
They are good commercials.
I'm not a fan of him, but I like his commercials.
Yeah. I don't think it's all his fault what's going on there. Like,
no, I don't think it's his fault. I just think he's a cocky, arrogant bastard. I just don't like
him. There's something wrong with
sugarcoat it.
There's something wrong with scheme there, too, where they can't figure out a way for Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham to hook up.
I think he's over his head. I mean,
Freddie Kitchens.
Look at that whole team. I mean, now you got the idiot Garrett going after the kid.
Yeah.
You know, and the best part about that whole thing is that they're I've heard idiots trying to actually blame the quarterback.
You can't.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? He hit the dude late. Then he gets him to the ground and gives him a little business. Okay. You know, okay. The guy gets pissed. He grabs his helmet. But you see that. You see Garrett throwing around Rudolph like he's a rag doll.
Yep.
He rips the guy's head off. What are you going to do? You're not, you know, in the heat of the moment, you're not going to back off. You got to go, you know, at least go in his face and say, yo, what the fuck are you doing? What are you, out of your mind?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
So he did. Next thing you know, he gets cracked with the helmet. I mean, you know.
That was wild. That could have, thank God that helmet was facing
the other way.
Because if that would have been a shell on his head, I mean, you're talking.
He could have died. He would have been leaking at the very least.
Yeah.
He would have been leaking at the very least.
Yeah. So you guys, the suspension then, what side are you on?
Justified.
Yeah, you have to.
But how long do you...
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people say he should never play again. I don't agree with that.
I'm not going there.
I think through the rest of the season. I agree with
that. He's done for the season. He's also... Jarrett does a lot of... I know he's involved with Chris Long's charity.
Yeah.
He's a pretty decent guy otherwise. You know, he's not Montez perfect, who is constantly doing things like
that. But this isn't his first defense. He's had
cheap shots.
Cheap shots, but nothing on this level. Whereas Montas is, headhunter for his whole career.
And maybe that's where Garrett's going now. Now, every time Garrett makes a tackle, the Stripes are going to be looking at him going, is there a little extra there? And then he starts getting fined more, and he starts getting penalties more.
Well, you whack him for the season. I mean, he's going to lose 7 games paycheck. I mean, that's not an insignificant amount.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's a chunk of change.
And he's got a big deal, so that's going to be good. It's good money that he's getting paid every week.
Not no more.
I don't know. Yeah. I agree with Frat that you can't blame the quarterback. I don't care what he said or what he did. And maybe the quarterback should get a one game.
I think,
he might deserve a one game or two.
Right, but, maybe one.
But you the reaction,
yeah,
it doesn't justify the initial transgression. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think Mason should be blamed for this.
No.
Right? But if they look at the film, yeah, maybe he should get a game.
Yeah.
Because, hey, he was pulling the helmet. He kicked him in the balls. Right? Those are things that don't belong in a game either. They happen.
I agree.
They happen. And when you catch it on camera, then you got to do something about it.
He might have got a shot to the balls when he was taking him to the ground, which is maybe why he just gave him a little payback.
Yeah.
That'd be like us back in the day playing,
Yeah, when
something happens, you're going to get,
when you're in
the pile, I got your number. I'm going to get you.
When you're in the pile, you don't know what's going on.
I hate to say it. I never played football, but I will say playing basketball, you if you got a chance boxing somebody out, especially bigger, I got to tell you.
Elbows coming out.
Mm. Elbows or a little tap. I may have tapped a couple guys a couple times to beat them out for
even a little ass cheek into the ball area will definitely back them up.
And that may have been encouraged by someone above me.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
That's old school.
I don't think Coach Father or Coach Deke would ever do that.
No, I agree.
No, I don't coach that way.
Deke runs the picket fence.
No. New.
The clothesline.
All right, back to the Cowboys schedule here. So what are we saying? Home against Buffalo? That's a win, right? You got to give them a win on Thanksgiving Day. No?
Yeah. No.
Why are you shaking your head?
I think they're about to go in.
That's a tossum.
A tailspin, I really do.
I would love that.
Is this the Eagles fan you talking, or is this
from? I watched Zeke for the last couple games. They're still loading the box for him, but he doesn't have that burst. And if they don't have to load the box anymore, and they can do a little bit more man, I think they're in big trouble.
You got to control Cooper, though.
That's what
Cooper,
I mean. Cooper, you got to control. If they can draw attention to him, then they're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
And their defense is slowly starting to break down.
If you can hold Cooper, you got a chance. Because he's the one who just lights it up.
So you think the Buffalo defense can keep them in check?
Yes.
Because the Buffalo offense is nothing. No.
But the even Dallas, they look a little bit beat up on the defensive front.
Yeah.
They don't look as fast as they did a couple weeks ago.
Dallas on Thanksgiving Day just seems to be.
And it's not that I'm just a Philly fan in Dallas. There's something watching them each and every week. There's something not right with them. Like there's just something
the coach.
There's just something not right that they look like they could implode right now.
Yeah. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes. From your lips to the football god's ears.
But what do we say?
Those football gods are going to listen to anybody. It's going to be him.
That's true.
Not us.
He's got more of a direct line than we do.
He's got the inside track. Yeah. Hashtag facts.
Yeah. We get the secretary. Yeah. Who'll call you back?
Don't call us.
We'll call you.
Check your email. Maybe there'll be something there later. So do we all think that Dallas is going to lose to Buffalo on Thanksgiving?
No, I think they're winning.
It's a tossum for me, honestly. It could go down to the last couple minutes.
All right, so we'll leave that one as a question mark then. Then they go to Chicago. See, I could see them losing at Chicago.
That's what I mean. I really think
their D's legit.
So then if you believe in the whole trap game thing, then you're thinking, all right, home, Thanksgiving, they're laid back, it's the Bills.
Which is why
I just want to go eat my turkey, my family's all around.
Which is why
we got Chicago next week.
Which is why, conversely, I'm actually worried about our Miami game. Mm-hmm. Being down there in Miami, coming off of big wins, and having Fitzpatrick just have one of those games.
You think Fitzmagic's got something for us?
You never know. Any guy that compete, I'm always afraid of guys that compete.
You know what? He does.
Didn't he light us up the last
Tampa
time?
Bay.
He lit us up.
Yeah, D-Jack.
Yeah. He lit us up. Then again, you don't have D-Jack.
No.
You know what's weird? I did kind of think of Miami as just a gimme game, and now that you mention that, it doesn't scare me, but it's a concern, and it wasn't before.
It's the one thing I learned from Bill Belichick watching all of his interviews. As much as he can be arrogant, is he always talks about what he looks for. He just looks for guys that compete. It's not the measurables, And that's a real thing. Do guys compete? Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between, you know, a late round pick making, you know, or having a Hall of Fame career and a first round pick being a bust. It's the level of competition. It's not talent. Just do they compete?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Mac Hollins. He doesn't compete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jay, and I'm worried about Whiteside right now. I don't think he competes. Same thing with Agholor. What's the difference between this year and 17? He's not competing.
Yeah.
Get lazy.
It's that simple.
Fat and happy after winning the Super Bowl?
I don't even think it's lazy. He's just not competing. He's not competing. He's not fighting for the ball. He's not fighting to get the catch.
It's the dog.
Look at the 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
Right? For instance, against the Bears, that wasn't a bad pass by Carson, mm-mm, but he's going up, and all he's trying to do is he's shielding himself against the guy. And instead of going for the ball, he's like, well, I'm just going to push him over so he can't catch it.
Yeah. Making business
decisions. It's not competition. Yeah.
But you can't. You got to go ball out there. You got to ball out and go for the ball.
It's the dog in you. Either you got the dog in you or you don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And football is the biggest dog sport. You either got it in you or you don't. And that's the difference between being good, like you're saying, or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what Arcega Whiteside was brought here to do.
Arcega
Whiteside was get that 50-50 ball. And if you're supposed to get that 50-50 ball, you got to compete, and you got to compete hard.
He's been such a disappointment. I mean, Mac Hollins, I never thought was that special, but I thought Whiteside was going to be much better.
A lot of people.
I don't want to be down on him too much yet. I still give him the rookie. Pass.
Yeah,
you look at some of the other rookies like DK
Metcalf. He can't even get on the field though.
We'll see what N'Keal Harry does. He's back with the Patriots. He was drafted ahead.
Yeah,
of him.
He was.
Jim, he got as many catches as he does since September.
True. He looks solid in preseason, and I understand he's going against backups in preseason, but he looked solid. To AB's point, he's not even on the field now.
No,
and we have injuries in the wide receiver
that's disappointing
department.
That he can't step up.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if he comes in, I'm not expecting him to have seven catches for a buck.
No.
Ten. Well, he comes in and gets
Give us three, four catches, 50 yards.
Give me a couple first downs.
Yeah, well, and some possession first downs.
Yes. Well, you heard Carson talk this week about him, saying he could play any one of the three receiver positions.
Yeah.
Is Carson a spin master? Because I don't think Carson is very good at that. And he seemed to have some volition in what he was saying. He was like, listen, I think he can do it. Or is that just quarterback speak trying to pump his guy up?
It's probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think he wants to show confidence in his guy, but he's seen him in practice doing it.
Right? Well, that's what I'm saying.
How about the kid, Greg Ward?
I mean,
I'm not trying to start a shitstorm here.
That's the Eagles' Twitter favorite son.
I mean, the kid got open.
All he does is catch the ball and open.
He got open.
I wanted him over Hollins.
All his catches in the preseason, like you said, to your point, it is backups and all that's not like first teams, but he's open. But open.
He catches the ball.
Wide open. He's got separation. And that's what it's all about, separation.
Yeah.
That's why our receivers can't catch shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they got somebody draped over them.
Yeah.
And our guys can't catch.
But the most important thing he does is catch the ball. I wanted him coming out of training camp. I wanted him on the team. And they put him on the practice squad because 16 can play special teams. Please.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to your recommendation?
No, they didn't.
Doug.
Doug hung up on me.
Damn it, Doug.
I raised my voice and he hung up on me.
Sent you to the secretary?
But this is, honestly, but this is where...
Put me on hold.
This is where
analytics can lead you astray. I believe it.
Yeah.
But when...
That's the dog thing.
They're relying too much on it. Like, it's way too much of their philosophy. New England, they use analytics. But one of the things they look for is they're not looking for intangibles. They're looking at competitiveness. You know, when people ask for film from our guys on the team, they don't ask for their, you know, huddle, which is our film thing. They don't ask for their highlight tape. They say send us full games.
Yeah, they want to see
each play. And send us games where you guys are blowing them out and games where you guys are blown out.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see their body language, how they compete. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how you know a guy. Because the analytics is great. Like, just to segue into the Phillies a little bit.
That's a good segue. I was going to do it if you didn't.
my man. So that's a great way. That's where, like, you heard drips and drabs now about, like, Gay being out now, where they said they had too much information.
Yeah.
Which is any sport is read and react. And if you're not reading and reacting, you're slow to whatever you're doing, whether it's catching a ball in the infield, going to get a ball, hitting a ball, doesn't matter. Read and react is sports in general. So if you're too busy caught up in the detail of every little play, you're not playing the game the way you're supposed to play. You are looking into it too much, which is not the idea of read and react, and that's when you play your best.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, even back in the day when, you know, Deke and I coached, don't think, know what you're going to do before the pitch is thrown. When you're in the field, know what you're going to do. The ball's hit to me. Where am I going with it? Is a guy on first? Am I playing second? Am I throwing to the shortstop going for the double play? Where is it at? Can I make the throw to second, or am I going right to first? That's, you know, that's sports in general, no matter what sport you're playing.
We
read and react.
We always make it, because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry now.
Data's huge.
We make things so complicated when it really is that simple. Why does everybody love the SEC so much? I know not to offend the Big Ten guys in here, but it's the level of...
It's okay. It's a better conference.
Their season's over. Don't worry about it.
It is what it is.
It's the competitiveness down there. They're not necessarily all NFL players, but like, what's the difference? Why does a player want to go to the SEC instead of the Pac-10
better
or Pac-12?
Money. Better play.
Yeah, better
it's just,
boosters.
It's just... It's, they're so...
Thicker again, envelopes.
Well, and that, but goes
easier to get a loan.
Why are the boosters the way that they are? Because they're competitive.
Yeah.
It all comes back to that root. And that's what they need to get back to in their scouting department. You know, one of the things that Andy Reid did is how they found Nick Foles. They looked at things like competition. What are the things that Chip Kelly liked about him? When he played against him when he was at Arizona State, they were getting beat by 3 touchdowns. But Foles kept coming back and kept battling and competing. And that was the things, you know, that was driving them.
It's interesting, though, because you talk about these guys that are relying on analytics. If you want to do the Doug versus Belichick comparison... Yeah, they both say they're using analytics. You would think Doug, the guy that actually played the game, would be the one that's quicker to say, yeah, but I see what your numbers are telling me, but I can tell you in game time, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
This is what my gut's telling me. I have a better feel for this, but it doesn't seem to be that way. Same thing with Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Gabe was an elite player when he played
12 Gabe won, he won a World Series. I mean, Gabe wasn't a bad player. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, why is he relying so much on analytics rather than his?
He was your fourth outfielder.
He played.
No, he did. Yeah.
There were a couple seasons.
And he played 120. A long time.
What was that? Is that really Gabe, or is that a lot of
Klintak
and McPhail? I mean, if you look at what went on in Baltimore, and the reason they brought Buck Showalter in was to kind of be a level between the analytics and the, you know, the traditional baseball. At some point, baseball's gut, right? Larry Boa talked about it.
Yeah.
But like last year, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Gabe gave these analytics guys unfettered access to the hitters, where it's not going through the hitting coach. They have these analytics guys talking to Rhys Hoskins. Like, what are you doing?
And he's totally fucked.
Yeah.
He didn't know a strike from a ball,
yeah.
And that's why he looks so terrible.
Yeah, and that's why I almost think that's why Charlie was like a gut reaction, where you brought Charlie in, who Charlie just said, hey, kid, swing at the ball. You see a high fastball, crush it.
Like, read and react.
Read and react. Try to crush it. That's exactly right.
But that's what's so interesting about his demise. The reason why Gabe went so into analytics is because that's why he was hired.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew his boss, Klintak, who he thought was going to keep him and save his job, didn't realize that it was Middleton all along.
He tried.
That you got to make sure.
He tried. Even that he whined about it when they introduced Girardi.
And Middleton fired him
Why are they still here at this point, right? Because you've already got the owner who pulled a power play. You hired the Yankees, the international scouting director.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, let Girardi say, you know what, this is who I want my GM to be, and get rid of these guys.
It's one thing I can never answer, because even look back at when Chip got promoted to the director of
and they kept
Howie Roseman in the other side of the building. Sometimes guys are just, they're fiercely loyal.
Yeah, but Howie got kept in a non-power position, right? Like he became like in charge of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
McPhail and Klintak still have power there. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I can't answer it.
Who has McPhail drafted down in Baltimore? Other than, I'll give you two names.
Weeders.
Other than, okay. Was he there then? Because he's been in the game a long. I don't know if McPhail was then.
Thought he was a Weeders. I could be wrong,
but okay. I'm going to say two. So you got Manny.
Yep.
Right. And you got the kid Zach Britton.
Yep. Okay.
So that's two.
Yep.
Who, in all those years McPhail was down there, who the hell did they bring up and draft and bring up that was any good? And they were always a top five pick for how many?
They were.
Can't miss that. Watch, which is like when I was here last time, how I brought up about how the Phillies are so terrible in bringing their own guys up. Who they hit on? Kinnery, they've hit on Nola, and And I'm going to say a name. You don't laugh, but I think that kid Adam Haseley is going to be pretty decent.
Now,
I'm not going to say he might be a starter, but maybe he could be. Yeah. I mean, and that's what it is. It's all about the development. And how do you like? Where did they think that McPhail was this genius when it comes to getting guys?
Well, you know what McPhail did. McPhail brought the Orioles from like awfulness to mediocre. And there's some merit to that, but he didn't turn them into a winner. What, did they go to the wild card one time in that reign? I mean, you know, you kept hearing about the Oriole way and changed. And I used to listen to a lot of sports radio down there because I would travel down there, and they were excited about it for a while. But he hasn't done anything noteworthy. Like, I am so excited about Girardi and whoever he brings in that have touched the Yankees the way they do things. That's how you build a winner. Mm-hmm. You got to get outside of your own head. But McPhail and Klintak need to go. And honestly, like, I don't want any of the old – you want to keep Charlie around and you want to keep
Boa.
I'm fine with that. But these older Philly guys that really – yeah. Honestly, I saw a story about Ruben Amaro. I'd almost be open to bringing him back to an extent in some capacity in the organization because he did some good things here while he was here.
He still bleeds red.
He does. He really does. He does. He loves really it. Well, he went to Penn Charter. He grew up here. He played for his boyhood team.
There was an article.
Loves it.
There was an article.
I saw it.
Yep. And, I mean, you could see it in just how he was talking about the Phillies, that he basically was like, please, bring me back.
Yeah.
No matter what, you know.
You want him in the office, or you want him on the bench, or where you want him?
I think he's an office guy.
I agree with that.
Because his last role was a bench coach, right?
He was a third. Yeah. I think he was a first base coach for the Red Sox, and then he was he was the Mets for a while. I think he was on the field for a year, and then he was an advisor to their GM.
Yeah.
And he transitioned. But he's a good baseball man. But these clowns, let Girardi pick the GM. Whoever it is, if it's an assistant to Cashman, I don't care. Yeah. But these guys don't have any track record.
To back up what Father was saying, I fully believe that Gabe was playing into the hands of Klintak and McPhail with the analytics to try and keep his job safe and secure. I fully believe that. It's going to be interesting to see what he does out with the Giants, to see if he maintains that analytical viewpoint or if he kind of changes his up and goes with the gut reaction.
Tiger doesn't change his stripes, and he's not going to not with the
well, guy. Well, I think he was doing it just to maintain the job.
No,
I think the guy that's out there
was with the Dodgers.
Yes, the whole time, that was their connection.
Yep. The whole time that he was in L.A., you know, Cap, he was with the Dodgers, and that guy came from Tampa, which, you know, if you haven't noticed, they're one of the best teams in baseball for getting guys that aren't what you would call superstars. And if you haven't noticed, they've won 90 games the last 2 years, and I bet you couldn't tell me two guys on that whole team.
True.
Tampa. And they've won 90 games in the East with the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's 19 games that's 38 games a year against them guys. And they're still pumping out 90 wins. And like I said, you can't tell me two guys on that team.
No.
But honestly, how about things though, like setting lineups and shifting players?
That came from Klintak.
You think you
absolutely. Really? It's out.
But they're on the same page though. Gabe at some point. Here's the thing with Gabe, right? I almost think Gabe would be an excellent bench coach, hitting coach, third base coach. He's not the
conditioning
head
coach.
He's not the head. He's just not the head guy.
It rubs the coconut oil on the biceps.
He doesn't. He doesn't scream leader to me. He screams the guy that should be the yin to the yang of the analytical guy sitting with the traditional baseball guy. Right? He should be second fiddle. Hey, this is the odds here. And then the manager says, "You know what?
Right.
I love the odds, but my guys over the last 16.
My gut says
he's due.
Yeah. My gut says
yes." He's due. This guy's due.
He's the worst thing you can be in sports. He's
wishy-wash.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's the worst thing. That's all he...
Is that why Andy hasn't won yet?
No, Andy's not a nice guy.
He told Terrell to shut up, right? And that's one of the reasons that, you know, Owens...
You've heard the story about Hageman with the sled. I mean, yeah, Andy's not a nice guy.
How about David Akers? Ask David Akers if he's a nice guy.
Andy's not a nice guy.
That's true.
Just because Andy doesn't curse doesn't mean Andy's a nice guy.
Andy, you can be kind, but you have to have accountability. I don't know if the Phillies were accountable this year.
Yeah.
And even when he got thrown out, it always just felt so forced.
Yeah. It felt like he needed to do it every once in a while. Like, I'm going to get thrown
everything
out.
Everything felt
game.
Forced.
Klentak probably looked at the numbers and said, get thrown out this game.
Listen, at some point, right? Listen, I used to be, when we were younger, we cared more about being in shape. And I get he's in a different role in life.
But, look at his body. What do you mean when we were younger?
Listen.
Adonis.
The first interview that he did, and I saw this, where he's talking about. He likes the taste of ice cream, but he refuses to swallow it and spits it out because he doesn't want the calories and the fat.
Father.
What kind of a wacko?
Father, take off your... Yeah, this is, take
this
off
is Cap.
Your...
This is honest truth.
Hey, Kay.
What kind of a wacko Kay. Does things like that?
Mute,
like, there's
mute
something
father's,
wrong.
Mute father's earpiece right now.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong with you, right? That's not a leader of men. That's a weird... thing, and that's a nice guy, but that's an oddball, too. It's like, you're so far in left field.
How seriously did they take him? That's why I want to know what the players.
Right.
How seriously did they
right.
take
mm-hmm.
him?
Well, they had a young locker room. Well, they had some other guy. Like, Kutch probably looked at this guy like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Hoskins and...
The problem with both the Eagles and Klentak, okay, so Howie and Klentak, both guys, they totally overestimated their talent.
Yep.
Totally.
Truth.
Totally. Well, absolutely.
You gave
question.
Nelson Agholor $9 million.
You could have got something off the scrap heap for $2 million or less and got better production.
I'm almost going to I'm going to go the opposite here. I'm going to defend Klentak a little bit. You were decimated by injuries.
Pitching.
Hold on. But yes, I mean, you overvalued your starting pitching, but your bullpen, you lost five pieces in the bullpen.
True.
And you lost McCutchen, which yes. who was the... You know, the wheel in the lineup. And then you lost, I don't want to defend Odubel Herrera, but Odubel was your starting center fielder, and you lose him.
For 4 years.
Yeah, and you lose him because of his nonsense. So you lost a lot. So
yeah, it did.
I almost feel like
it did, yes.
His injuries were unpredictable, whereas Howie, you know, you lose Sproles. That we've argued it at length that he shouldn't have been a roster spot. We've finally converted Deke to that. Jason Peters can't stay on the field.
I dropped that on the road. On the ride in. Yeah. What's 15 or 17 out of 46 games that he's been available for?
Unbelievable.
That's horrible.
He's looking to bring little pump back.
Listen.
Get
oh, God. And we owe no.
He misses on draft picks.
He misses.
Yeah.
And that's he's not hitting the broadside of a ball.
You look at secondary and you look at wide receivers.
Yeah.
He is not
White
good.
Whiteside's a second round pick.
Yeah.
You got to hit. You got to hit on your 1 through 5.
Yes,
you got to hit 1 through 5. The 6th, 7th round, that's kind of like potluck. You can like get back to what we all said about the dog and all that. You can grab a 6th rounder and shit. They could almost be the right guy can almost be an all not all pro but a pro bowler.
Yep,
that's got the dog in them that wants to get better and gets better. But you got to hit on them 1 through 5s. They got to be your starters because if not, you run out of money.
You
run out of money.
Jalen Mills is a perfect example. Not my favorite cornerback, but I like him as a 6th-round pick because he was competitive. He's the only cornerback that competes and will go after
every
give me your best receiver.
Every play.
And what they, I think another thing they do is they draft guys for a role and then they don't put him in that role. Yeah. So Mills was drafted to be a slot corner. Right, where I think he would excel in that. But now they have to put him on the outside now, and he can't keep up with some of these faster receivers.
Well, even Sidney Jones, the constant conversation about putting him at safety. It's like, what did you draft him for? I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't forget, he was
in his game at all.
Yeah, what was he, a top 15, top 12 pick?
I think he was 14.
Was he 14? I'm saying like before the draft. Before he got the...
He was slotted for
top
10.
Right, he was a value guy.
He was going to go in the top, in the first round, even after he got hurt. That's how good he was.
Well, even the other stuff. I know we keep talking about Mailata. What are we doing with Jordan Mailata? I know he's on the IR now, but he's going to be this, he's going to be that. Like, but then you draft Dillard. Dillard's your tackle now, right? Like, kid's a stud.
No doubt.
And it's great. But what are we doing? Like, these roster spots, what are we doing? Like, I don't understand it. Like, you can't stash things in the NFL.
There's only so many projects you can take on at one time.
Yeah, right. But the projects they miss on, like, they let Alejandro Villanueva go, and he's an all-pro tackle for the Steelers. Stud. Like, what are you doing?
You know Peters is playing this weekend.
God, why? Like, enough.
He's making the start this weekend.
Dude, put him out to pasture. Let him wave off in the sunset. Like, thank you. Like, you're a Hall of Famer. And and the Eagles owe him a lot more than, this whole Sproles thing. Sproles was not a legend here.
Mm-mm.
His greatness was elsewhere.
Yep.
We don't know him. We don't know him squat-ta.
No.
Give him a handshake on the way out the door. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Great. Right. Hopefully a handshake. Hopefully they give him better than what the Eagle or the Sixers gave Allen Iverson on the way out. Remember that? They gave him like a fishing skiff, like a little crappy boat.
Well, maybe he wanted it. Maybe.
Dude, come on. What's
it? Remember we gave Irving Fryer like a Harley?
Yeah.
And then he unretired the next season.
What we really need to do is post game is really add up all the money that we're paying Aguilar, Sproles, Alshon, all of them. And seeing
it's almost $20 million.
And seeing what we're getting
at
for least.
I get Aguilar. At the time he got the contract, he was probably below market.
Yeah.
And they paid him on the previous year's stats. Like, I get
he's,
it.
You can walk away. He's on a one. Overpay. You can walk away from him after this year, too.
You could see the regression. You could absolutely see it.
The contract was before the beginning of the year, so
but they could have. Couldn't they have got out of that, though, this year, though?
Yes. They can get out of it.
They'll get out of it after this year. They better get out of it.
Without that money?
Correct.
Yeah,
his contract is up.
Right.
So it was a 1 year deal for $9 million. It was a 1 year extension. So you could walk on that. So
that's the problem with Odubel. They have to let him go for baseball reasons. They can't.
Correct.
Because he didn't actually get.
He didn't get whacked by the MLB.
Well, no, he didn't get charged. Yeah. Jim's
girlfriend said,
"Right, yeah.
she dropped the charges.
She's not getting off the gravy train."
At this point, I hear them talking. Do you try to make that work?
You can't.
Why?
I don't think you can.
As a couple or as a baseball team?
No.
She's already side you were going.
She swallowed her fate already. She's already back in the mix.
No, but I'm saying, like, he paid a penalty, right? And I'm a big believer when you do something wrong.
Get a chance.
And you get a chance. I mean, he paid the penalty.
He made it work with Brett Myers.
I agree with that. Yeah.
That was horrible. When that came out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he did that in front of other people.
Yeah. And it was. And if he would have done that today, I don't think the reaction would have been the same. Like, today it would have been much more harsh than the penalty he paid. But isn't there something to be... I don't know Odubel, obviously. We don't know what's there. But if he comes to them and says he's contrite and he's gone to counseling and he's fixed these things, do you give the guy a chance? I don't know.
They're on the hook.
How desperate your team is.
They're on the hook for $10 million.
Forget the money. Realistically, based on talent.
They're eating it either way.
Right.
Are you willing to take the PR hit that's going to come with it?
What PR hit? Really? In this day and age, it's a hit one day, they move on the next. He got penalized.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But when it all came out, a lot of people were glad to see he was suspended and assumed he would never be back here.
I know. Right. But, the PR hit is so overrated. Listen. You know, PETA was going to shut down the link when we signed Michael Vick, and that lasted about a week.
Yeah,
I mean, true. Be real. And Vick did his time, too. So,
Yeah, he actually did time in jail. Yeah,
figuratively.
Well, yeah.
But it is a rock between a rock and a hard place. What do you do with this guy?
Yeah, do you eat it?
Because, like you said, you can't cut him for...
Only baseball reasons. And even then, you're still paying him.
Yeah, and you're still going to pay him.
Okay. Or throw him down to the minors and see what he does.
Does he have any options?
Good thing, Jim. Boom. You can option into the minors.
Yeah. Okay.
But then you're paying a guy $10 million to ride a bike to Scranton-Wilkesboro back and forth.
Iron pigs.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an expensive iron pig.
Keep him in the area.
Yeah.
So you can go watch him.
Yeah. That's a lot of Yakko's hot dogs you can buy with that $10 million up there.
All right, let's run through the playoff push here again real quick. Let's finish this off because then we want to leave a little time for those Sixers. Apparently there's some heat for the Sixers. All right, so we got Dallas at Chicago after Thanksgiving. Trap game, Buffalo game, you're thinking it was the trap game. Then they go to Chicago. They lose in Chicago too? Chicago has no offense.
No offense. That's the only thing.
So win there. Then they're home against the Rams. Which the Rams at that point, who knows what they'll be. That's a team that's kind of surprising.
It's a fraud team.
Yeah, McVay is...
Well, the kid's hurt. The kid, the running back, that's...
Gurley.
But he's still playing. They have two other guys that could run.
Belichick destroyed McVay.
I know.
Yeah.
Belichick destroyed.
Hey, you were a great team all season. I'll give you 3 points. That's it. That's all you get in the Super Bowl.
I'll say win for the Cowboys.
Win for the Cowboys. Then we got the Cowboys here. Let's stay away from that one for now. And then they finish off at home against Washington. That should be a win.
That's a win,
yeah.
Unless they have nothing to play for.
Without our game, we got them anywhere from 5-2 to 6-1, depending on what we think is going to happen with the Eagles.
Well, I've been saying all along, the Eagles have, with the 8 games left, 5 of them are very winnable. They must win 2 out of the 3, and one of those 2 has to be Dallas because we're not getting the wild card. We have to win the division to make the playoffs.
They can't get the wild card with 10 wins? Second half? I mean,
I don't know.
It could happen.
There's going to be one wild card coming out of the West.
You get
and probably one coming out of the North.
You get the 10 wins. I think you get in. Because I also think
it's going to be a tough call.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, we're sure the Cowboys don't slip up. I mean, they already had an oops to the.
But I think
the Giants. They can't lose to the Redskins.
Seattle and San Fran each have 10 wins. They're more.
They're in.
And yeah, they're Green in. Bay and Minnesota. Are going to have 10 wins or more.
That's four. That's four right there.
True.
They can't lose that game at home. You can't lose.
They won't.
What would that be? Five consecutive to the Cowboys if we lose at home?
Yeah.
You got to win one of the next two, and you got to win the Dallas game.
Yeah. I figured on them splitting with the Dallas Cowboys anyway. Mm-hmm. If we're being honest, looking at the preseason, I always thought it would be a split. Did anybody here think they were going to beat the Cowboys twice this year?
I mean, that's going to be their whole
season. I don't know. It was at the beginning of the year. It was an awful lot of hype. Who's going to stop us? Who's going to stop us?
Yeah, but I
remember. Where's the ball going to go? Because we have so many guys, so many weapons.
I think the Eagles are going to be the more desperate team for that Dallas game.
You have to be.
And they're going to be at home.
You got to be the most desperate team from now till the end of the season.
And hopefully, we have another player or two back from injury. Listen,
haven't they played that role the last 2 years? The desperate team.
Desperate team sneaks in at the end.
A number of different reasons, but that's what they've done the last 2 years.
But I don't see a wild card coming out of the East, though. Just looking at it,
okay.
You're going to have
to win a division.
It's going to be the North and the West.
Got to win the division. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we got New England coming in this week.
Although,
put your money on the table.
If the Eagles, they've lost the tiebreaker against Minnesota. If there's a tiebreaker come in play. So they're going to have to win that Seattle game to get the tiebreaker if they end up in a tie situation with Seattle. Yeah, they have to win that Seattle game. So that comes into play, too. But we do have the tiebreaker against Green Bay.
I don't think that's going to. Green Bay's going to win that division.
You think so?
Yeah, at the division.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Minnesota's going to catch them.
No, we don't play San Fran, so.
Nope. Thank God.
Yeah. All right, so where are we going?
It's division or bust.
Yeah, it's division or bust.
That's it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's it.
Which is what we said last year, and then they made it as the wild card. But no, for this year, absolutely.
They're going to need a ton of help to make a wild card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stars have to align for us to get a wild card, big time.
So what do you think for this week?
Loss. I think they lose.
Yeah. Are we doing scores?
Give a prediction?
19-16 Birds. The Patriots miss a last-second field goal to tie it with the wind and the elements tomorrow.
That would make sense with other kicking problems.
Father needs to call in a major favor. I mean, you got to dig deep on this.
They're not going to be able to throw. We don't throw well anyway. Might as well run the ball.
And the Patriots seem like they're a running team.
Yeah.
As much as Brady there and the way you think they spread the ball, he's well below his passing stats for previous years. He only has 14 touchdowns.
And I think Howard's actually going to play, but I think he'll be limited.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Howard.
Oh, Howard.
Howard's going to play, but he'll be limited.
We see a lot of J.J.?
Not a lot. No. Six or seven touches, no. Decoy.
You think enough where Jordan's going to have the...
And I think Sanders is ready.
All right, what do you got, Flynn?
I don't know.
I think this is a freaking weird game.
That's where he needs to be.
The line. The line, the under. The Eagles 21, Patriots 20.
Yeah. Wow.
I think they might be able to squeeze this out. Maybe I'm hoping.
Deke's got a look of.
It's going to be a great game. It really is.
I'm going to say Patriots
862.
31-17.
31-17. All right, we got Fred. It's higher than I would expected.
I'm going to the game, so it's deep. But I want to say Eagles, but it's just my head's telling me something else. It's just not there.
It's tough.
I'm going to go Patriots 24, Eagles 17. I would love to flip that, though. I would love to say flip it. But
Fred, you're a contractor, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is that how you get bad news? Like the estimate goes like a lot higher than it was supposed to. Like I'd usually, like listen,
I'd like
$2,000.
I'd like to do it for $3,000, but it's going to be $4,000. I'm sorry,
it's going to be $4,500.
Doing everything I can for you here, but
I'm giving you the 10-pound pass.
Running all the variables,
and I'm ripping it out for free. It's the quality.
Running all the variables through
that
my head.
That
I just,
your wife
can't see if you're under three or four.
All right, I'm going Pats. I'm going 21-10. I don't see it.
Wow, 21-10.
Yeah. And there's probably a defensive score in there from the Pats.
Oh, pick six.
Yeah. Ouch. Somebody hits Howard on that stinger, and he drops the ball.
Flies up in the air. Someone. What's that dude's Gilliam?
What do you got back there, Andrew? Huh?
He's out.
Huh?
He's asleep. Patriots or Eagles asleep. Winning tomorrow?
Eagles 207. Patriots 209.
Who's winning tomorrow?
That's the way DJ's boy Eagles? Max.
You got an Eagles win. What's the score?
27-24. Ooh, 27-24. All right. All right. We got getting ready to go into overtime. Actually, I think we probably went into overtime already.
Yeah.
10 minutes on the Sixers.
Free podcast.
Or less.
Wait, before we go to Sixers, I gotta tell you my Dallas.
Fret is not there for the Dallas game.
So obviously you all know what happened. It is what it is. So real quick. One, there's two stories very quickly. They have like an Xfinity Live there.
Yes.
And so some dude, you know, now I went with Cowboys fans because my buddy Chris is a Cowboys fan and his buddy's a, you know, Cowboys fan. They live down there. So we go down there and some clown in a Cowboys, probably Dak shirt, says to my buddy Chris, "How are you going to get him out of the stadium?" So my retort to that was, the same way I'm walking in. I said, none of you pansy Cowboys fans are going to do shit about me walking in or walking out. Yeah, they have no game. They can't even talk. They run their mouth, but then they can't. They have no comeback. None. So now
the Wild West is dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, here you go. Boys and girls out there, if you ever go to a Dallas game, do not stay in Fort Worth. It's a shit-kicking town. You're going to feel like your IQ is falling while you're there. Stay in Dallas. Stay in Dallas. Now, now we're walking outside after the game, after we get smoked. I get this big dude, like 6'4", like 280 pounds, you know, tap me on the shoulder. Let's just say it wasn't a tap. And he says, "Oh, it must be tough being an Eagles fan today, huh? Ha, ha, ha." I said, "Ah, we gave you the game. I mean, Christ, we gave you three turnovers in the, on our side of the ball, on our side of the 50 and the 35. I said, "Ah." He's like, "Ah, the fans must have been giving it to you pretty good, huh?" I said, "Ah, I was in a suite, you know." He says,
the knife in a little bit more. I like it.
He literally looked me up and down and said, "You're in a suite?" I said, and my retort was, "Yeah, pal, I was in a suite." I said, "You might want to think about your life choices." I said, "Because then maybe you might be able to afford to be in a suite, too." Him and his whole crew, about 10 of them, jaws just dropped. Nobody knew what to say. They were like, I'm like, "Oh, okay." I said, "All right, trash man, I'll talk to you. Have a good one."
Thanks for the hospitality.
Yeah. But, yeah, nothing. No comeback, no nothing. All 10 of them were like, jaws just dropped. Like, oh, my God, he just said that?
I do enjoy going elsewhere where they don't – I don't mean to jump on your story – where they don't know how to talk trash. We went to the Rams game when Carson got hurt a couple years ago, and we win the game. And long story short, the guy on the train is giving it to us. I'm like, dude, we won. And finally I point out something. I'm like, he had a kicker jersey on. What a kicker. He had a kicker jersey on. Well, then he was enraged. But he's with his girlfriend, and he's doing the whole – like finally like it's his stop to get off. And then he's like lunging at us, and I'm like, "Really, dude?
Yeah,
like,
stop!"
Like, and I'm the least of your concern. Like, I'm the biggest guy there, but my boys that I were with are like, I'm very much not in that headspace that I want to brawl. One of my buddies would have taken a shot at him, like no reservation. What's just point
more like
the eyes.
More like asking him, "Hit me first, and then I have a reason to pummel you."
Even just the biggest step, but I was like, "Really?" But he's ripping us, and I'm like, "You have a kicker jersey on." Yeah. And the whole train, the Rams fans are all laughing at this. I'm like, "You have a kicker jersey on." Like, really?
Zerline? What Rams?
It was. Then I filleted him. Then I proceeded to fillet him afterwards at his expense. And the whole train's like cackling at the nonsense. And he's got nothing. Like, he's like, "You guys are rude." I'm like, "Oh,
started with
wow."
I haven't heard that before.
Man.
Pass the Grey Poupon.
You just hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I'm offended now.
All right, so our Sixers.
Brett's got to go.
We've been in here the last couple of weeks saying, who's going to take a shot? And kept hearing, "Oh, it's Tobias. He's the guy. He's the guy that's going to be taken."
He had 21 last night. He had a good game last night. He wasn't the problem last night.
No, not last night. A couple nights ago, though.
He's got a stomach bug busting him up a couple games.
I think I believe that.
He wasn't supposed to play that game.
I think I believe that. He's not an 0-for-11 shooter. No. I think I believe that.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to play.
No.
That was like a 5 o'clock thing where he just turned around and told Brown, I'm playing. Yeah. He's like, you are? He's like, I'm playing.
I like that.
You got to give. Yeah.
I like that.
Absolutely. You got to give it to the guy. You know, he couldn't hit the side of a barn, but he still tried.
Yeah.
All right. So then why are we firing Brett then?
My issue with the team is their defense. They're supposed to be this wanted defense, and they've given up 120 or thereabouts to two times in a row to sub-average teams. Mm-hmm. I know it's on the road. I don't want to hear it's on the road. I don't want to hear it's back-to-back. Don't get me started on load management. That's a load of crap for a 25-year-old.
Well, especially when he served a 2-game suspension.
He missed 3 games out of the first 10. Why are you sitting him?
Yeah.
2 games on suspension and 1 game on injury. I told you, don't get me started on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
coming in hot.
Why can't he play, him and Ben, play 38 minutes plus a game? Why? Mm-hmm. You don't get into game shape by sitting on the bench. You get into game shape by playing.
You ever see the back of John Stockton's NBA card?
No, what's it say?
82.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
That's what it says.
Same with the mailman.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever hear Jordan's reply on load management? I pay you to play 80. This is his words exact. I pay you to play 82 fucking games in a regular season.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's MJ.
It's a joke that they do this, and it started with Popovich and the Spurs because Tim Duncan was older, and they were trying to make a run in the playoffs.
But you know what though? That made sense.
Yes, that made sense.
He was 36, 37 years old.
Exactly.
This is a 25-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You want to give him off against the Hornets in January on the second night of a back-to-back or something. I've got no problem with it.
As long as it's not Joel Embiid night.
When you sit your star player, you're saying we can win this game without him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's okay.
But they don't go out and win.
Well, they don't go out and do it.
And then they go out and they give up 120 points to a team that's 3 or 4 games under 500 to start the season. Yeah. Meaning Orlando, yes.
32-15 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. It's
Orlando. Against the Michael Carter Williams led Orlando Magic.
Lighting you up.
And yes.
Yeah, right? And then my other pet peeve with Joel, there are 7 or 8 seconds left. In a tie game last night, why is he on the three? Why are you passing him the ball on the three? Abdul Abdelnaby, or whatever his name is, is screaming for him to drive the ball. What does he do with 4 seconds left but pull up and shoot the three and airballs it? Why? I wanted to throw my beer can at the damn TV screen.
That's
but
not.
It cost a lot of money.
Don't waste.
Not the beer.
The beer can.
The TV, yeah.
I was going to say, it was a Budweiser.
It was a PBR.
I was going to say, don't waste the Pabst.
That's not your preferred shot.
No.
At all.
Not with the game on the line.
Even in the third quarter.
Yeah, he's screaming for him. Drive the ball. They almost ISO'd him on the guy that was defending. He had the whole left side open, and he shoots the three.
Yeah.
Well, we've argued about the three back and forth. I have no problem with him taking an open top of the three.
He wasn't open. When he's trailing.
Yes, no
when
problem.
He's trailing.
Yes, no
not,
problem.
Not to play. He's Olajuwon.
Yes.
Be Olajuwon.
Yeah.
You know, I like where you're going with the whole three-point thing, and I agree with that. But that's only when he's trailing the play.
Yes.
Not as the first option.
Right.
No.
Right.
He's Olajuwon. Be Olajuwon, dude. Yeah. You will win us a championship. Mm-hmm. Be Olajuwon. But you got to be Olajuwon. Well, you got to be down on the block.
You know, the coach, though, it might be time. Because you've got Ben Simmons. We've been talking about him shooting all year. I don't need Ben Simmons shooting threes. No. But to keep the defense honest, he's got to shoot a 10-footer. Yeah.
And Ben was useless last night in a half court. He wasn't even on the floor at the end of the game.
Well, he's got to shoot. Even if he misses, you got to shoot.
I know.
He's your all-star.
I've been saying that forever.
He's your all-star.
Well, why isn't your coach pushing him to shoot? Like at some point.
Right.
He's too friendly.
What do we see in the preseason of Ben Simmons? jump shot after jump shot after jump shot videos.
Yeah.
And he's making them.
In an empty gym with nobody in his face.
In an empty gym with nobody in there. Well, don't show us the damn video or make him shoot the damn ball.
They keep putting it out. They put it out before the game last night of him shooting jumpers.
So, some of them were
a lot of good.
Some of them videos were of him having people in his face.
Yes.
They were. There were videos later after them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
there
Andrew.
Were videos. Nah. Nah.
I can shoot over you, kid.
The dude was probably about 6'4", but he wasn't, you know, 6'10".
Right.
But still, at the end of the day, as you're saying,
shoot the ball.
Shoot the damn
ball.
Yeah,
part of the game.
Go for it, dude.
Just shoot the ball. Keep the defense honest. Make them respect that you're going to shoot the ball.
They play off of him because of his driving ability. So kick the ball down, kick it back to him when he's open. Like, have him have the. It's. I mean, this is his. I mean, you know, this is easy. The ball's going to collapse if it goes into Embiid. Kick it out to him. He's going to be open.
Yeah.
Let him go. That's a good shot.
Again, I don't need him shooting threes. Shoot the 15-footer.
16 footer.
And even if you
sound like me a few weeks ago.
Even if you shoot 40% from there, I don't care. You make it. You make them make you play honest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. Where have I heard all this before?
Yeah.
I never disagreed with you on this part. I just thought he would do this. And I'm surprised he hasn't.
Last night when they were in a half-court offense, once he gave up the ball, he went to the three-point line, and he sat there useless. It's now 5-4, right. Or 4-5, well, I should say.
And Embiid does this, too, now. I don't know if you really look. Embiid takes plays off where he sits at the three-point line.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what's the sense in losing 25 pounds if you're not in shape? Like, I know he lost all that weight, and he looks great, but you're not in game shape.
No. And how do you get there? You play.
You got to run.
He got knocked over last night by 6'2
Well, I think
guard.
He was trying to
with that
pull
flop.
A foul. He was trying to pull a foul. And I'm glad they didn't call it because the NBA has gotten ridiculous
with the
some
flopping.
Stuff. Yeah.
They're as bad as the NFL with calls anymore. It's
but
horrible.
I'm up to here with those two. And well, their antics.
And we missed out on a shooter. Anthony's going to.
Stop it. Portland.
Portland.
They have to make
it. He was with Houston.
Portland's desperate right now.
Elton Brand's got to earn some money at the deadline and get a shooter on this team.
Well, you got to remember, you know, at this point, this is Elton's baby. Brett Brown is not Elton's coach.
Nope.
At some point, you
know. He's going to pull the trigger.
I think so. If you're past, I'd say you're getting close to the All-Star break where you're still floundering. I think you could see. I think Brett Brown may go.
I don't know if they would do it mid-season.
I think he gets a leash.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do it mid-season. But.
I think since they stopped tanking, these have been a reward to Brett for putting up with all that those D-League lineups he had to deal with and those 10 to 15 win seasons.
Mm-hmm.
This has been his reward, and he has won a playoff series the last 2 years, and he was one garbage bounce away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I hate to say it. You miss Jimmy wasn't staying, but you miss JJ. You miss a guy.
Yeah, you do.
You miss a guy that can hit an open jump shot.
But if you're talking that they're not even playing defense now with the team that's supposed to be this.
Oh, I get it. But at least he made it up the other end.
Jimmy
got nobody to make it up the other end with the shot.
Like a defense. He doesn't even know how to spell defense.
But he could shoot.
And you spot him to DEF.
And there's two reasons why Jimmy's not here. What are those two reasons?
Oh, Jimmy.
He plays no defense.
Ben and Tobias.
Jimmy or JJ?
I know. Ben
and Tobias.
Ben and Brett Brown.
Or Brett Brown, yes.
That's the two reasons why Jimmy Butler's not here. Because of Ben and Jimmy Butler.
I don't think Tobias was comfortable with him either.
Yeah, but it goes back to being a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Jimmy's the dog. He's got the dog, absolutely.
Jimmy's
Tobias doesn't.
No.
And he doesn't compete, to go back to Father's point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
Well, I remember when he said in his post-game conference, but Brown was like, we had James Butler tonight. He's like, my name's Jimmy. I was like, oh, they do not like each other. That was the first time I heard that didn't sound good.
Gimme.
Good
point. At all. That's a gimme.
That did not sound good. Mm-hmm. He was like angry. He's like, my name's Jimmy. It's not James. I was like,
if they're a team that's supposed to be winning the East, though, and they're struggling with the All-Star break, you really think they're going to pull the coach out halfway through the season? Like, is there a coach that they could put in this place? Is there a guy that can just say, look,
I got a
name. Just let them play ball. Like, you don't really need to coach this team.
He makes it through Christmas, he's not getting fired.
I got a name, but I don't know if he's available.
Phil Jackson?
No.
No.
The guy who was coaching the Raptors. The one who won the Coach of the Year and got fired. Casey.
Dwayne Casey.
Before the current coach.
He was coach of the year.
He was fired after making the playoffs.
He was fired after he was coach of the year. And they almost made it to the conference finals.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was without
Kawhi.
Listen, yep. And they're playing well now too.
Yeah, that kid Pascom is
he's legit.
Yeah,
he's legit.
A team that is supposed to
same draft class as Brett or as Ben Simmons too makes you wonder.
Couldn't we have had him? Who did we take?
Ben Simmons.
I mean, no, but I thought Ben's there was another player that we could have got in. I thought I saw something the other day where
same draft class
they could have had both Ben and Siakam. Who did they draft with that Ben draft class?
They drafted Ben and they drafted
because Siakam didn't go high. I thought
he was late.
Yeah, he was late. I forget who it was.
Oh, God.
They had a chance to get him.
Oh, God. Was it Furkan?
That might have been. Yeah.
Was it Furkan?
I think it was.
Was Furkan in the same year that
No, I
that
think it
Brett
was somebody else that they shipped over to Europe and just never.
Stashed?
Yeah.
It could have been Dario?
It wasn't Dario.
No.
Dario
was somebody.
Dario was that trade year.
Yeah. Was that the Payton?
Alfron Payton, yeah. Yeah.
I know I saw something on Twitter the other day where what would this team look like if they could have had Siakam? Because apparently he was there towards the end of the round, and the Sixers could have got him.
You know who would look great in a Sixers uniform? He'll never get him. You know who would look all unbelievable?
LeBron?
Wow.
No thanks.
That's another argument that Deke wants to get into on that.
Yes, we will eventually.
You ready? Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Lose your instant offense, and that's what you need. You need somebody to come off that bench and blow up 15, 16 points every game and give you that shot.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's what this team needs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as much as, you know, okay, Mike Scott and Ennis and, you know, Furkan. Furkan's look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that kind of guy, that 15, 16-point guy who can light it up and doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need a pick and roll.
Nope.
He can make his own.
Make his own shot.
Creates his own shot no matter where you're at on the floor.
As
can drive.
All right. So I'm gonna. I just looked it up. I'm gonna rub the salt in the wound. So you guys are right. Siakam went 27.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had two. So we took Ben one.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not gonna argue that.
No, not at all. I'm not.
We had the 24th and 26th.
Yes, I knew we had 26.
So we took Korkmaz at 26.
See, I told you.
We took Timothy Luau Cabarrot at 24. Oh my goodness!
I knew I saw. I was like, damn,
the French wonder.
My son hated him, and he was so right on from the beginning. 9-year-old Venom, just this guy stinks. Ugh.
Timothy.
I'm willing to give him a little more time. The team as a whole.
Yes, you have to.
See, that's the other thing. Ben, I heard on the radio this week, Brett said he's splitting the season up into three parts. And he doesn't expect the team to fully gel together until around the holidays.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So you're just tanking a third of the season.
But they're not hoping to get. Let's be honest. The NBA is like that. Nobody plays
until
the playoffs.
They're relying on the last two thirds of the season to pull it together and become a top seed in the East?
Mm.
Come on.
Yeah, it's
they did it last year.
You can't give away. Yeah, but you can't give away too many games.
No.
No.
You can't. No.
Because those games become even
harder.
That's
why I think he has till Christmas.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt.
Write it.
Let's get that out. Somebody's going to get hurt, right?
Well,
somebody's going to be out for a
as they
bit.
Say in baseball, for every game you win in April, May is one less game you have to win in September.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing. Every game you win now, you don't have to worry about in May.
Mm-hmm. February, March.
And they're giving away until Christmas. They're like, yeah, you know, yeah, so we're 500. That's good. We're fine with that.
That's not good.
They're all football fans. Nobody cares about basketball until after the Super Bowl.
Even
the basketball fans themselves and the players, they don't care. This is all preseason.
But it's bothersome to hear this stuff coming out of a team that was you know, supposed to be a top two or three seed in the East.
It's still November.
If not the top. Yes, mm-hmm. You're correct. It's still November. But what you're hearing out of the coach, what you're seeing out of the players, and, you know, the defense is non-existent right now, giving up these, you know, 120 points to these less than 500 teams. They should have blown out Cleveland. They should have went down to Orlando, won comfortably, not blown them out, but won comfortably because they're on the road on a back-to-back. And then they should have won last night against who the hell did they play? Drawing a blank. Who did they play?
Oklahoma City.
OKC, yes. They should have won last night against OKC. Yeah. Granted, it's on the road. I get it, but they should have won because you had your full complement of players last night.
And
they all played.
And who do they have?
Chris Paul.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was kind of.
And Billy Donovan.
Adams. I mean, they're not horrible, but yeah, they should have beaten them last night.
Yeah,
Schrader's a pain in the ass. They got
teams,
some players.
Teams with championship visions dancing in their head need to win those games.
Is that a holiday reference there?
Yeah,
it is.
That was almost like a Hallmark
sugar plums
there.
Wow.
You missed your calling.
Jeez.
All right, and the Flyers lost. So let's get to the. We've got to wrap it up.
Wow. Is that our Flyers?
We
got to
wrap it up. Yeah, we're running.
Carter Hart's looking
here.
Good.
Yeah.
I said that's enough hockey talk, Dean.
I'm sorry.
It's fun to have hockey back.
I don't have headphones. I can't hear what you guys are saying.
Yeah. I was yelling at you. You couldn't hear me yelling at you? I know he is. He keeps getting up there.
No, it's called selective hearing.
Yeah, there you go. Ding, ding, ding.
It's as you get older, you learn to turn the dumb shit out.
Yes, I'd love to but I'm right not... now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Another wonderful episode of everything under the sun.
It's what we
Frat.
Yes, sir.
We're going out to promote Small Business Saturday next week. Oh. You got yourself a small business. Go ahead and give a plug.
Oh, hey. If you need any flooring other than tile or refinishing, so that would be carpet, hardwood, or vinyl plank, give me a shout. 267-549-2269. I'll help you out.
Nice. Here we go.
I like that.
I appreciate
Frat
that.
Frat flooring?
Yeah.
Frat and Duono. It says Frat and Duono on the truck, not Frat.
Yeah.
Listen, I was
He's got a big man. He could spell it all out.
That was the best part.
Well, it's the only time you're allowed to call someone frat. I was in a fraternity, right? And you weren't allowed to call it a frat. You wouldn't call your country a country. So
he just got that.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Kids in here. Kids in the room.
I kept it clean.
I get up pretty early to fool this.
I kept it clean.
I was as clean as you could get without dropping it.
That's right.
We will be out at Monkey's Uncle in Doylestown, State Street in Doylestown. Come on out next Saturday, noon to 2. Hang out with the boys. We'll have some giveaways. We'll be talking all-time Eagles. We'll be talking all-time logos and mascots.
Yes.
Trying to get the crowd involved. It'll be fun. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a Patriots win and getting ready for the Seahawks. Excuse me. Oh, jeez.
Excuse me?
Whoa. See that?
Are you
I'm looking at
the Carroll Patriots.
Yes, Carroll Patriots. Yes. They got a big basketball game this week.
Right.
Wow.
Damn.
I don't even have earphones on, and I caught that.
That Freudian slip.
That's right.
Just fire this episode into the song.
Yeah, right? Keep on. As soon as we're done, just delete it. Just delete it. We don't need anybody to hear us.
Give Jim an A for effort.
No, that's not an A for effort.
See us next Saturday. Out at Monkey's Uncle.
Hopefully, Deke gets a new wardrobe there. Jeez.
Yeah, we'll pick him up.
Yo, Monkey's Uncle, you got
one
of
you know these? What? Derek, they might have one to match.
They got
that.
A bike? They got a bike? Hey, you got a bike?
The camera stopped working 30 minutes ago.
But they replicate the old stuff. Deke still has it.
That shirt he's rocking looks brand new, though, because there's not even a crack on it.
Oh, there's stains
stuff.
On the side.
No, yeah, you got to look pretty yellow.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the lettering. Look at the lettering. It's not even like cracked or nothing.
Because he doesn't wash it.
He hand washes.
Father, thank you for the correction.
Mothball closet in that house.
You busted on my wife, Marianne?
No.
Not washing?
Nope. Not busting on the wife.
Because you know I'm not.
No women, no kids.
You actually got to put it in the clothes basket.
The machine?
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you just hang that bad boy up, she ain't getting on it.
Zeke will be in full Zubaz pant gear next week.
I have two.
Maybe we should.
Not one, but two pairs of them, including the Kelly Green pair.
That might be a requirement if you wear them next week.
It has an Andy Harmon signature on the
back. You know, I got a starter parka. 2 months later, they went from the Kelly Green to the current color.
So it's your fault. Thanks.
And I was...
Well, you could get plenty of Kelly Green at Monkey's Uncle.
Yep. That's true.
They got lots of that.
What do you got, a Bill Berge on that bad boy?
Nah.
A lot of Phillies maroon?
Parka coat. And I get a lot of compliments on that.
Nobody says parka anymore.
That's what it is.
He's got the Parkwood parka. Look at that.
Sir, let me refrain from that. That would be the Parkwood tuxedo, and that would be an army jacket. Let's get that right. If you're going to talk about Parkwood, we're going to go right
the mask, the monkey mask?
Okay, is that...
That was part of the Monkey's Uncle promotion, but we were going to make people wear it if they have a really bad take, but DJ wasn't here today, so nobody had an opportunity to wear it.
Why wasn't he here? What did he take home last night? Hey-o! All right. On that note.
He stayed out at school this week.
Nice.
I'm so sorry to the archdiocese.
Because he's coming home for a whole week at Thanksgiving, so he did us the favor and stayed out at school this week.
Nice.
All right, Monkey's Uncle, next Saturday.
We're also working on a remote maybe at Paddy Wax, the last game of the season. Nice. Come out the Giants away December 29th. More details on that. Keep an eye on social media for the Monkey's Uncle details. But hopefully we'll see some people out there next week.
That's my territory.
Tune in to listen to us next week. Frat, thanks for coming in.
Yes.
Appreciate Father, that. Coach, thanks for coming in. AB, Deke, Andrew, see you gentlemen next week. Kevon, thanks for taking care of us today. Take us out.
He's the man.
Aspirin's on us, Kevon.
Right? Yo, Milo, where are you at? You should be out there. That's Doylestown. That's your neck of the woods. You better come out.
He was watching.
He better come out.
He was the first comment.
Oh, God.
He said, expecting a great show was his comment.
What were your expectations?
And then he got that.